It's 7th of June. I'm still in the south, in a city that the Russians bombard every day. For about a week now, I have been waking up from the sounds of shell explosions that the invaders are launching at us. During the war, I had already learned to determine how far a shell had exploded from me and to understand how dangerous this particular shelling was. For me, and I think for everyone around, constant shelling is no longer something out of the ordinary, but commonplace. I know that the world is already used to what is happening in Ukraine, that the war has become a routine for us and our allies. I understand that the news about the regular deaths of civilians, about the cruelty of invaders, about executions and robberies no longer cause such a shock as before. I myself have changed a lot in these 3 months. In some ways, I became rougher and tougher. I literally forced myself not to think about my dead comrades. I decided to mourn and commemorate them after the victory. At the same time, in other things, I, on the contrary, became incredibly sentimental. When I drive around cities and villages and see parents with children, when I watch families walking along the sunny summer streets, and this happens even in cities literally bombed by the Russians. And so when I see parents with children, I literally hold back tears. I really miss my daughter. I miss the opportunity to just walk with her to the shop, have tea in the morning, and talk about plans for the day. She, my little refugee, really wants to return home, makes plans for a summer in Kyiv, and searches the internet for companies that take passengers by bus from European countries to Kyiv. She does not want to stay in a foreign country, make friends there, and generally does not make plans for life outside Ukraine. To be honest, I don't know when she will be able to return home. The danger, after all, has not gone away. The Russians continue to fire at Ukrainian cities. Rockets, albeit now less often than in March, but still fall on houses and schools. Politicians and military experts warn that the Russians may try to storm the Ukrainian capital again. At the same time, I myself, not in Kyiv, and most likely will not be able to return home soon. How can I bring my only child home in such a situation? Yes, she is already a big girl, she is 17, but she is still a child for me, and I will take care of her and worry about her when she is 27, 37, and so on. And now I have to, if not lie to her directly, but let's say not tell the whole truth. I ask her to wait a few more weeks. I tell her that by midsummer or early autumn or early fall, the situation may change, that country may become safer, and when it will be possible to buy tickets and get on bus to Kyiv. At the same time, I myself probably deceive myself. After all, I don't know what the situation will be in week 2 or 10. I don't know how quickly Russians will run out of the rockets with which they fire at us. I don't know how quickly the occupier will be defeated. I don't know, but I really want it to happen as soon as possible. And when all Ukrainian refugees, all these millions of people will be able to return home, and my daughter with them.